This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk radio review, a roundup of thoughts from intelligent folks like Jennifer Horn, who's here, part of the Good Day program, and running the show at KRLA in the morning in Los Angeles. She's here. Jay Kirshner is here with expertise from radio stations and radio programs from sea to shining sea. And then, of course, there's me. I'm Doug Steffen. The charts for the week. This past week, first full week of February, Jennifer, you taught your listeners how to correctly say the name of the month, right? It's February.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Yes, February is how we say it. It's great.
Yeah. Well, you've been trained well of all your years in this program,
yes.
Right? We can't mispronounce February. All right, so we have the story list. Let's go through the story list, and maybe we'll stop at number 10 because I haven't talked to Jennifer. I've talked to my children about the Southern California floods. The rain came. Do you get as much on your side of the hill as they did on the west side of the hill? How much rain did you get?
Oh, my gosh. In the valley, I think in just a 24-hour span, it was like 11 inches of rain. It was
what?
A lot of rain. Yeah.
Wow.
That Sunday into Monday, they had 10.75 inches in Woodland Hills. So, I mean, and that was between 1 p.m. and 8 a.m., so not even a 24-hour period. It was crazy. Flash flood warnings, you're getting more than an inch of rain in 45 minutes. I mean, the whole nine yards. Crazy.
So how much of a problem is it getting up the PCH these days? Where am I going to find
out? You had houses sliding down the hillside in the canyon. Yeah. You had, I mean, these beautiful houses, I don't know how they live in them, on stilts, just collapsing.
Well, that's malleable for you. Yeah.
A lot of trees that were knocked over, a lot of people that had power issues. Thankfully, in my area, there wasn't anything significant except in the Wash area where some of the houses had to be.
Well, most of the area that you live in is tents anyway, right?
Right, yeah. So they just kind of, you know, they move them from one place to the next.
Okay. I don't know. I always tease Jennifer about where she lives. It's a wonderful neighborhood. All right. Let's move into the number nine story. And we can take these apart later on or not. The verdict, a crumbly verdict. I don't know. Who got worked up about that this week? Seriously?
Well, actually, that's interesting. You know, I ignored it, but it is interesting because Ethan Crumbly's the kid who shot up his high school and killed a bunch of people.
Right, his mother
had given him the gun for his birthday. And so this is the first time, the reason it's significant, it's the first time a parent has been convicted and held accountable for their kid who was a mass shooter. So it is kind of significant.
I guess we did deal with that, Jay, on the Good Day program.
Yeah, we did discuss it with manslaughter and how it is, well,
appropriate.
Like, yeah, it's not like she murdered anybody, but her actions contributed to the deaths of others. So a manslaughter charge is definitely appropriate. I think the parents do the best they can, and sometimes that's just not good enough. In this instance, she and the mom and the dad both, they got this gun for, I think, a birthday present or a Christmas present or something, and this child had unlimited access to the gun. It was not locked up. He could have grabbed it anytime he wanted. Unlimited access.
Well, he was also depressed, and they knew it. And when the school said, you need to take your kid home, they're like, no, it's all right. And they left him there. I mean, this is... and I think it's sketchy to hold
modern-day parenting
For someone's crime, but... when you look at all the warning signs that were kind of overlooked by this family.
Well, didn't the teacher see that there were some drawings? And is this the same shooter I'm thinking of? There were some drawings that were definitely depicting a scene like this and saying that like these thoughts won't stop and things like that. It seems like there are more adults than just the parents who failed.
Yeah.
I think it's the whole system is fucked up. It really is. It's a mess. All right. Next up on the list, number eight, Super Bowl. Kansas City taking on San Francisco. As you hear this program, the game may be over. It depends on when you're listening. If you're listening Sunday night, the game's over. If you're listening before that, the odds are still on. Well, Jennifer and Jay, do you put money on either of these two teams, the Chiefs?
I do not.
No.
No, okay. I don't usually do sports betting. It's too, to me, then it isn't as fun to watch the game. And this year, truly, I don't really have a team in it. I like Andy Reid very much from Kansas City. The 49ers I feel a little loyalty to because they helped me win my fantasy football Super Bowl. I had Christian McCaffrey on my team and Deebo Samuel, but I can't tell you I have, like, huge allegiances to either team. So I'm excited. I think it's supposed to be a good game.
Yeah.
And I'm excited for Usher's performance as well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you want to know how the radio guy looks at this?
Yeah.
I'm Mr. Ramaran Radio here, not Paul Harvey. This is Shop Talk. So every single commercial, 30-second commercial, costs $7,100,000. Okay? Do you realize this is kind of like we talk about taxes, what good you could do with that money? Do you know how many times you could play those commercials on good radio programs, on good radio stations, and get far better results? Because the whole advertising world, I know people are rolling their eyeballs at the moment, but the whole advertising world is based on reach and frequency. So if you don't frequently run, like we, a lot of the people, the average time spent listening on my radio program is about 43 minutes at a time. So, and that's pretty long. Average time spent listening to most radio programs is like 23, 24 minutes. So, and that's why you hear the spots. Usually, if we have different commercials, they will air at least once an hour because people need to hear them in order for them to register. So, even though we have gone back through on the Good Day program this week, a lot of the great commercials, I think the best one ever done was Mean Joe Green. But there are plenty of other ones that are pretty good. And so those are memorialized because you're going to remember them. But most of the spots are not memorable. I mean, we can look back at they're going to run, I think it's 34 commercials during the course of the game, and then they have all the game, you know, the pregame, postgame, all that stuff. They run the spots. But if you actually understand, and I know I'm really going into the weeds here, but you can hit a lot more people and get a lot better results if you spend, for example, send the $7 million to me. I'll run your commercials from here to eternity. How about that? Good idea. Well, we can send some of it to CRN, which is a radio enterprise that Jen and her father run in Los Angeles. Right?
I totally get what you're saying, but I will say the one thing in defense of the Super Bowl and the TV networks is that it's the only thing left on the planet that everybody watches together.
Oh, yeah.
There's so many, you know, there's so many options.
Yeah,
it right. Used to be that everybody'd watch The Cosby Show on Thursday night. Sorry, Bill Cosby. You know, everybody watched the same shows. Now they don't.
Yeah.
So it's the one thing that brings people in, I think, all at the same time. So I guess in that respect, maybe it's
remember
worth it to have the cultural conversation.
The first night American Idol was on the air.
Yes,
it had
everybody
like 37
watched
million people watching it. Now the average viewership of American Idol and all those other talent shows about 6 million, maybe 4 to 6 million viewers.
Because you can find
that
information
great
online. Yeah, and before DVRs and recording and all of that stuff, when you had to actually use a VHS tape to record something and then you just have to record over it if you couldn't watch it live, most people were watching things live. Now, especially with competition type stuff, where if you don't watch it live, you record it, you still don't end up watching it because you know what the ending was because it's all over social media. It's all online. You just open anything and a spoiler pops up.
Yeah, right. Yep. All right. Number 7 on the countdown list, Tucker Carlson goes to Moscow. There's got to be a book here.
I know. It's a good title.
Right? Tucker. Yeah, right. Exactly. So I got to, you have to be much closer to this than I am. I just think Tucker Carlson is a clown. At any rate, somebody figured out how to get him together with Putin. So what came out of all this? Everybody holding back, Tucker Carlson went to Moscow. So there are some people who say he's a traitor, hang him high, whatever. What did he get out of Putin? Anybody know?
I don't know. I'd like to see it. I think it started airing yesterday. I haven't started watching it yet, yesterday evening. But I will, because I think it's interesting.
Yeah,
I'm not mad at Tucker Carlson for going. I think this is very on brand.
Smart for him.
It's very on brand for him because he likes to do the things that are shocking that no one else is doing so that he tries to get some attention for himself because he's not on a major network anymore. But what I will say is the response from some of the people on my own side of the aisle who consider themselves to be MAGA is that somehow, because we don't like Ukraine, that somehow we have to be pro-Putin. And so I actually took a lot of heat for this week. I think there are a lot of people in the conservative movement right now who, because Ukraine is very unpopular, I just don't know why our stance is that we shouldn't blindly hand money to Ukraine, but we also shouldn't enable Vladimir Putin to rebuild the USSR. I mean, this is, I don't understand how that is such a hard place for America to sit, because I think that's the right place for us. Don't blindly hand over checks to Ukraine. Don't let Vladimir Putin run amok in Eastern Europe. Easy, but it seems like right now you either have to be send all our money to Ukraine, and that's the Democrat stance, or you have to be a Republican that says, you know, we just need to
Israel
let
or die.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's very disheartening because none of those stances are really that great for the world or for our country.
So the fact that Zelensky fired his major general this week, apparently, there's been a tiff back and forth for quite a long time. So he just said, hey, we've had enough of you. See you later. So I didn't understand what the tiff was, because it seemed like the offensive that the Ukrainians put up was pretty good. It's knocked the hell out of the Russians and kept the war going for over a year. So
I feel like part of this is that we're just all being played, and that they're just in this, we don't see images.
Being played by the military-industrial complex, I'll go along with you
there. Yes, look at what we've seen out of Israel. We've actually seen soldiers going into tunnels. We've actually seen the attacks. Have you seen wartime footage from Ukraine?
Not for a while.
I haven't. No, not forever. I mean, it just seems like, I'm not saying that there aren't things that happened at the beginning, but it's this wild stalemate, and I think it's all generated to drive more cash from us. It's crazy. I don't. Usually during war, you see, like, pictures of it. We don't.
Yeah. And then the whole business in Israel with Netanyahu getting kind of, how would you best describe what's being done in his own country? People have figured out what's going on with him. And, of course, in the American news media, they don't like him because he's a conservative. So or he's not, because I don't like that word. He's right of center. And so he's not popular here. And so how do the Republicans, you know, that gives all of the people involved that don't like the right, don't like Republicans, they don't like, okay, we'll take a shot at them. And that's, people believe that that's the news, and that isn't the news. All right, 18 after the hour, Talk Radio Review.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Progressive presents Flo and Jamie announcing the Monster Truck Rally.
And here comes the Obliterator.
Whoa, and he's up on 2 wheels. That can't be safe.
Oh, I don't recommend flipping your car backwards.
Did he even check his blind spot?
And the car's on fire.
I definitely don't recommend that.
This is one of my recurring nightmares.
Progressive is all about keeping it safe, so bundle your home and auto for 24/7 protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Coverage not provided for monster trucks. Not available in all states.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the #1 FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
If you're looking to get a new car, you could really cut expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive. Sure, you love your old car, but you know it's not normal to give instructions on how to open the window. It should be self-explanatory, but it's not. And notice how when you're in other people's cars, you can feel cushion in the seats? That's pretty nice, right? No, it's just normal. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and put the savings toward a new car. It's time. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided and serviced by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I said now twice that sentence, didn't I? Must not be redundant. James, please erase the second now from the recording of this program. I don't want to
already have editing. Yeah.
Thank you very much. All right.
Real I'm time in Dallas. Here.
I'm actually in Dallas at the main studio today. James and I are in the same building, in the same suite.
Mm-hmm.
Not in the same room, however. That's a little...
Oh, how sweet.
I can just run over. And you're looking quite snazzy today, Doug. I have to
really
say.
What, is there a camera in here? Well, I don't have my bathrobe on because it'll be difficult to get.
Do you two want to be alone?
Whoa, okay.
All right, let's get to some social media and technology news that's appropriate. We do that every hour of the Good Day program in this segment, in this portion of the hour. The Federal Communications Commission has outlawed robocalls that contain voices generated by AI. That's an interesting decision. You think it sends a message that exploiting
I think it's
this
great.
Technology?
Imagine if Joe Biden calls you and says, pick up arms, and you're a Democrat, and they're like, take on the Trump supporters.
Yeah.
Or, you know, what if Trump says, go take over the Capitol? Or what if, I mean, that's a great thing, actually. You should.
Well, yeah, but how are you going to really stop it? The AI voice cloning tools are everywhere. We've used them on this program. You've used them on your program at KRLA. So how are you going to stop this sort of stuff?
Well, just make sure they're not calling your house, I guess.
Well, this week in New Hampshire, authorities put forth, they were investigating, actually, a bunch of robocalls that mimicked Joe Biden's voice. And the voice was basically telling them not to vote in the primary. Huh? What's hello? So who? Where'd that come from? That had to come from the Magagas, right? Joe Biden, the Magagas.
What's a Magaga?
Make America Great Again, Again and Again.
It's 2.0.
Right. Yes. You didn't. Wait a minute. I've got one up on Jennifer when it comes to the Magas and the Magagas.
I guess. Yeah.
I believe it was Make America Great and Glorious Again.
You're not supposed to be correcting me. Just leave it alone,
okay,
James. Will you?
All right.
I like again and again and again.
Yeah, I do.
But also, people, like, this is another scam thingy, too, where people could be giving their funds away or access to their funds because it's like, hey, donate to my campaign, and here's how, and, you know,
and
push
you don't think,
one, and then speak your credit card information.
Yeah, if you don't think that's a huge problem in reality in this country, go see the movie The Beekeepers. It's so poignant. Yeah, it's another action flick with Jason Statham, but the message is clear in there, and it's about real stuff happening. It's one of the best movies he's been in for a long time because of the message as much as anything else. All right, we have some comments from some of the folks listening to the program. Jay, you want to go through? Because we always ask every week what you think the biggest news stories are. What are you following? What are you thinking about? What moves you? So you want to go through some of these, Jay Bird?
Yeah. Yes. Biggest news stories. Sharon Jakubik says, stupid Joe standing there telling the country that Donald Trump is responsible for the border crisis. You have Jan Rose, who is following all of the news of the weather. Tucson is being hammered with strong winds and intermittent thunderstorms. Also, the SCOTUS Colorado issue. Quite a few people mentioned SCOTUS Colorado ballot case.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to go the way that I thought it was going to go in the beginning, by the way.
What did you think? You really thought that they'd be able to take him off the ballot?
Well, I think there were enough people who were at the time were questioning his veracity or whether he had it all.
Can I give you a little something about this that I learned about?
Yeah.
Because I think it's important to understand what's happening. So, first of all, you can't have one state determine the presidential outcome.
Right.
No matter
I agree
who
with that.
The candidate is.
That's no, I'm not. Yeah, by the way, after listening and watching the arguments from yesterday, this week, I think they're right. I think they brought up a lot of good things that you're about to bring up as well.
And also, after the Civil War, they got rid of the clause that the Colorado people were referencing. So.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, so there. We got that taken care of. All right. We'll have some more of these comments. We'll sprinkle them in during the rest of our talk radio review here. It's 28 after the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump is calling the special counsel's decision not to press charges in President Biden's classified documents case, quote, selective prosecution. Biden says, though, unlike Trump, he cooperated when federal investigators asked to have 50 classified documents reviewed and returned.
According to the indictment, he has not only refused to return documents for many months, he also obstructed justice.
Biden had been holding on to classified documents since his time as vice president under Obama. Tucker Carlson's interview with Russian President Vladimir Putin is now out. It's 2 hours long, and it's the first interview Putin has given to a Western reporter since he ordered Russian troops to invade Ukraine. Carlson says there is more truth to be learned from the Russian president and former KGB officer. Carlson says the Western news media is only feeding Americans wartime propaganda. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Radio Review, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horne, Jay Kirshner on the air everywhere all weekend long with our, in this hour, our thoughts with regard to the stories and the people list, as many as we can get to. Jay, can we go back to the comments from social media for a couple of seconds because there are some good ones in there. I don't want them.
Mm-hmm.
I want people to feel like they're being heard. We're reading what they say. And, you know, there are a lot of new names each week, like Kathy Vandenwalker. I don't remember seeing that name before, even though she says she doesn't like the news. She likes listening to us.
Uh-huh.
She gets updates. Okay, so listen.
And we've heard that before, that we are the only source of news people are getting sometimes.
Right. Is this guy's name really...
put a positive spin on it.
Is it Screw Babas? No, there's no R in there, right?
Scoo, yeah. Screw Babas. The Tucker interviews with Putin. He can't wait to watch it, and also adds that a lot of people aren't ready for what is about to be exposed, but he is.
What do you think that means? Huh? Really?
We're going
I don't know. Watch.
But maybe...
What's going to be exposed? I think Putin just like gave him a whole history lesson about Russia.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, who else? What else we got here?
Thomas Andrew, following the news, the death of Kobe.
Yeah. That should, you love country music.
I was devastated. Mm-hmm. I think of any concert, I think that of any performer, I've seen Toby Keith in concert more times than anybody else. He was really, really one of my favorites. And it happened, like, I woke up on my birthday and found out that he passed away, and I was very, very sad. But he'd been suffering for such a long time, and according to reports, he was just tired. You know, he was tired of the chemo, tired of the fight, and it takes it out of you. He sure looked like it had taken it out of him.
Yeah. All right. So going back to, I am a little bit fascinated with the Tucker Carlson thing, and I heard Chris Cuomo refer to Tucker Carlson as the king of cheap journalism. He's cheapening the standard of journalism.
See, I don't think that's fair.
Consider himself a journalist? I don't consider him a journalist.
Well, I would think he does, but the reason I don't think that that's fair from Chris Cuomo is that real journalism is asking questions to anybody, right, about anything, I think. Right. It's not about picking and choosing winners and losers, so I think he's wrong on that, but I do think that there is a salaciousness to Tucker Carlson because he's looking for eyeballs to find him on alternative platforms. But give me a break. I mean, journalism is just asking people questions that you don't know the answers to, and I think that's okay. I mean, I don't know. I'm just torn. I don't want to give a platform to Vladimir Putin, but I don't hate Tucker Carlson for asking the questions.
All right. So there are two things that Musk is involved in this week that are kind of interesting. He funded the trip to Russia because Carlson's basically working for him now, right? Isn't that the deal that Musk has...
Well, he's on Twitter. I mean, that's kind of his primary platform is Twitter.
Yeah. X, please, Jennifer.
Sorry,
X.
Yes, X.
X. Mm-hmm. All right, and also, Musk funded a lawsuit that Gina Carano filed against the Disney folks for firing her from The Mandalorian. You must have seen that. Did you talk about that on your KRLA program?
We did not, but I know I know that's about her. We haven't talked about it this week, though.
Yeah. Well, maybe you should. You take a lead from us. We're hot on all the news. I thought you were... Listen, we talk about all the news here, not just the right-wing wacko stuff.
Those are some fighting words, man.
Anyway. All right. So let's see. What else have we got here that we... The lights went out of the studio. What do I do about that, James? I don't have any lights up here.
Even the electric was like, leave Jennifer alone.
Yeah.
I know. You're making the big guy mad.
Wait a minute. I can't, honestly, I can't see a damn thing.
Are they sensors?
I'll come fix that. Hold up.
Anyway, the
Maybe try moving your arms. You're literally in the dark now.
No, it's one of those, in this studio, it is one of those light-sensitive things. So it happens that I'm not moving around like I usually do. And now, all right, thank you, James. And so, it was in the dark.
Just ask for someone to take a picture. That's when you really start moving.
Yeah, right. Thank you. All right, so this $95 billion foreign aid bill, the vote in the Senate was 67 to 32. What happened? The question isn't so much about that as to why would they bother voting on it because it didn't get through the House. It would seem to me it was kind of a waste of time, right?
I think they wanted to put people on record. That's typically why they do that.
Mm. All right. So that's
so that they can use it for campaigning, going, all those Republicans don't want to do this. And then the Republicans be like, look at all the Democrats spending your money. It's like you can write this stuff.
When are we going to fix all of this? All right. So we haven't really talked about the special counsel finding Joe Biden. It took classified documents after he left the Obama administration, but they didn't press charges. So they didn't press charges against Trump either, right? Or Pence?
Yes, they did. No, they did press charges against Trump for the classified documents. In fact, they raided Mar-a-Lago to get them.
Yeah, I remember they went to the bathroom and got them. But what happened?
It's still ongoing. It's one of the trials he's got to deal with. So this is why I think this is going to backfire big time on Biden because it doesn't look fair. Okay, you're gonna bust Trump. You're gonna go into Mar-a-Lago. You're gonna raid his home, and you're gonna charge him. And then with Biden, you're gonna say, "Oh, he seems too old and decrepit, so we're not gonna charge him because he couldn't. He's not."
So why would you vote?
Trial?
I mean, come on. If that is something that somebody in a court of justice says, you're too old, we're not going to go after you, why would anybody vote for this guy? Why would there be one vote for this guy?
Because they hate Trump.
Well,
or they hate Republicans. It doesn't even matter, I think, at this moment.
But that, I don't know. This country is silly. It really is.
I mean, I think about my mom, and my mom would vote for the decrepit old guy. She wouldn't vote for Trump.
No. Well,
she wouldn't vote for Kennedy.
Yeah.
And she would not vote for
because she's voting for the party as opposed to the candidate?
Yeah. She's going to vote for the Democrat Party. Yeah.
Okay, so how much of a problem is that in our country where people still... See, I thought when I was a kid, that was the way it was. You vote for a Democrat, just vote straight Democrat, straight D down the thing, and that's the end of it. Don't even know what the issues are, don't know who the people are, just vote. And there are still some people around like that, but are there as many? Is it an age thing?
I think there are more that are like that.
Yeah. On both sides, both the Republican and the Democratic side? Really?
We're so divided right now. I mean, I actually go through, I've got some Democrats on my ballot that I'm going to put out for local office because I think that they're the right choice for Los Angeles. But I don't think many people do that.
Right. And that you got some really bad eggs in Los Angeles there. Oof. Speaking of good eggs and bad eggs, number four, I can't see this at all. Jay and I said, what is there that's new here? Number four, Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade. So they do the horizontal Mumba. So what? Who cares?
Well, the problem is not what they do.
Taxpayer dollars, I think.
What,
yeah,
do the Mumba?
She was paying him more money than everybody else. And then they were going on lavish trips together and going out to expensive dinners and all of that stuff.
Yeah. So what do we do with her? Hang her high? What happens to her?
I think we say, why are you going after Trump? Or was that legitimate?
What's having sex with the guy she's working with got to do with going after Trump?
Because he was her lead Trump prosecutor, and she was funneling all the money she was making off of the Trump prosecution because everybody wanted to go after Trump and funneling it to her boyfriend. And
what do you mean money she was making? What do you mean by that?
Because she earned a lot of money and notoriety, and she got a lot of resources.
But did she get more money than she normally would have for performing her job? Was she getting overtime?
Yes, she was paying this guy more money than the other investigators were making.
You got me. I got that.
So that they could actually, yes. Yeah, so
but you said she was making more money. How is she as a public servant making more money?
Because she was enjoying the extra money that she was sending to her boyfriend.
Hmm. Oh, so she's taking advantage of that. I see.
Correct. Okay. It's not the relationship per se. It's the fact that she's using him to, create a better, more lavish lifestyle for herself?
Right. All right. Well, there's plenty of people around to do that to work for the public using taxpayer money. Happens every day in every jurisdiction around the country.
Shouldn't be okay.
If you're a prosecutor,
you should be going after someone for the right reasons, not because you think that they're going to bring you more riches. Mm-hmm. And that's the question.
Did Trump ever get accused of using public funds when he was having his, the TV show host and I was friends with, why did I just, the name dropped out of my, he
Billy
died
Bush?
Last year. Who?
Oh, never mind.
No, come on, Jerry Springer. Hello, ding, ding, ding. Jerry Springer he was dumb enough, and I called him on it. He used to be on my program when I was on the afternoon at CKY in Cincinnati. I said, why did you use public money to pay the prostitute? And he said he was dumb. It was a slip in judgment. But the reason I bring that up is because it's a good example, but there are examples of this everywhere. And so, but Trump never held public office before he was the president, right? Did he ever have any other public office? He never did, right? Okay. And so he made the big leap for mankind there. But there are people who wanted to get him because he was paying off people that he was sleeping with. And I thought that was a big waste of time. But it seems that people use that. Well,
that was before he was president.
Yeah. And I'm not saying he used public money. I think, frankly, the guy When he was president for those 4 years, he lived it, he slept it, he ate it, he breathed it 7 days a week, probably 16, 17 hours a day, right? He had no time for anything else. Didn't have time for his wife, didn't have his time for his son, didn't have time for his son, other sons. He was just at this. That was his complete focus. Do you agree with me that that was what he was all about and that was it?
I think that's probably what he was all about.
Yeah, right. And so he didn't have time if he was going to do something like that. I just wonder, you know, you go back to Bill Clinton and all of that stuff and what is it? Men will be men, boys will be boys. There was never a charge against George Bush. The old man, there was something rattling around about the old man, though. George Bush, the senior, the father. There was something going on with him at one point. I forget what it was, but I mean, I'll go all the way back to Eisenhower and his relationship with his secretary during World War II or his assistant, whatever. And then, you know, you go into it. It just seems that this is not the kind of stuff that people should hang their hat on anymore. I just don't think it matters. I don't think people care, frankly. So, all right, Jennifer, you are the queen of the Mayorkas thing. Were you disappointed? Did you cry?
I did not cry, but I was disappointed because I feel like this just shows, first of all, the majority that Republicans have is very slim, to be fair. Mm-hmm. But I think that before there was a public vote held on the impeachment of Mayorkas, they should have been sure they had it. So I think strategically that was a misstep. But here we go. That's the low-hanging fruit. That should have been the guy to go, and here he is, still there.
Well, there you go. We'll have a moment of silence then. For the lack of discipline with politicians in Washington. No. 48 after the hour on the Talk Radio Roundup.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Want to get your hands on the next big thing? At Verizon, new and existing customers can trade in their old Samsung phone, any model, in any condition, and get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with select unlimited plans. A better plan to save is Verizon. $999.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new or upgrade smartphone line on unlimited ultimate or select 5G unlimited plan required. Less $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR.
Hear that? The sound of adorable little birds in your garden. And if you were here, you'd taste the too sweet but tiny tomatoes you grew all by yourself. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens when you're riding your motorcycle, protected by Progressive, on your way to the store for a pack of normal-sized tomatoes. So if you ride, switch to Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer, without getting your hands dirty. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
After the hour on the Good Day program, Doug Steffen here with my friend Tom Kreitler, who's the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program. We invite Tom to come in. It's pretty good on Friday because a lot of you are focused on the weekend jobs around the house, the honey-do lists and all that stuff that comes about. You don't have time during the week, so here we go. And then one of the things we like to do is entertain questions from listeners to the Good Day program. So here's a guy named Jeff up in Syracuse.
Okay.
Who says that he has hot water heat and needs to replace his 40-year-old boiler.
Okay.
And he's wondering if it makes any sense to replace the water heater at the same time he replaces the boiler. I would say the answer to that is probably yes if you combine them, right?
Well, yeah, and that's where I'm going with that, Jeff. I would definitely combine both of them. So what you want to do is use what's called a combi boiler. It's a combination of a tankless water heater and a tankless boiler, essentially. Well, of course, all boilers are tankless, but in this case, it's one unit that does both. I did this some years ago at my house, and I was amazed with the energy savings and also the reduction in size of the equipment itself, because my combi unit is about the size of a kitchen cabinet. It's about 18 inches across and maybe 30 inches tall and,
wow,
and 12 inches deep. And all the technology is built into this, and it delivers an endless supply of hot water as well as all of the heating water for the radiators. And you'll also most likely find, and this varies by state, but there are also some federal opportunities. There's tax credits. There's rebates,
yeah,
that are out there that can really knock down the cost of the initial installation. So I think it's a really good idea and a unique opportunity to do both.
Do you heat your home with electric or gas?
Gas.
You do. Is that still the most practical way, although the government's trying to get you to use electric?
Well,
not too hot on that.
They are, and you know, they got a bit of a bad reputation on that because years ago they were pushing electric resistance heat and ended up being ridiculously expensive.
Yeah,
a lot of people were saddled with that. But they remember that. Yeah, I think they called them golden homes or something like that.
Yeah,
there was a whole campaign around it.
Yeah,
which meant you needed gold to heat your home. But I think the natural gas, if you have it, is definitely the most optimal way and the most cost-effective way to
get
heat in your home.
Frankly. All right. Let's talk about the Money Pit podcast this week, a focus on how often to wash your towels. This is a great, but this is so simple, and so many people don't do it. I'm guilty. I don't wash my towels enough. So what did you find? What's the recommendation here?
Well, there was a survey out about how often you ought to be washing your towels.
Yeah.
And it turns out that the amount of bacteria that builds up on a daily basis is like insane if you're not doing that. So you really need to stay on top of washing towels. A lot of folks, it was interesting because some folks say they only wash their towels once a week. Some say once a month. Some say once every 2 or 3 months. Figuring that they don't get that dirty, but they really, really do. And so we go through that and talk about some ways to make sure it doesn't happen to you.
So what did you, but give us the cliff notes. Every week? Every bad time you use it?
Yeah, every week at maximum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all every right. week.
Yep. Yeah, it's the dirt that's on there isn't necessarily dirt you can see.
Yeah.
It's depending on how well you dry under your arms and your crotch and other places, not to put too fine a point on it, but there's a lot of stuff there that sometimes even with a lot of soap and water, you don't get it off.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, and it's the bacteria buildup that you're fighting.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So that takes care of the podcast. What about the newsletter this week? What's in the Money Pit newsletter? I see this is one of the faves, bathroom renovations. I told you we were taking a house apart as part of my development that I'm on, and we took out the 5 bathrooms and the tubs and the
right.
and the shower stalls and the toilets and stuff, and there's a lot of gross stuff around.
Yeah, them. Yeah. Well, we talk about some ideas to improve your bathroom, especially if you're putting your home on the market. And the first of all, it's important to introduce sort of a neutral palette so that no matter who is moving into your house, that they feel comfortable with sort of their stuff in your former space. So use
right.
neutral colors. If you're going to update fixtures, go for Water Sense certified fixtures. That's the program that's like the Energy Star program, Doug.
Yes.
But it basically has water-saving faucets and fixtures and shower heads and such that give you the good flow that you need to feel clean, like it's doing its job, get that therapy of a strong shower in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
But it uses 30% less water. Right. Also, good to concentrate on lighting, because bathrooms are very often very poorly lit, and so
yeah.
lighting is super important as
yeah.
well, and ventilation, so that you're not excessively cleaning or building up
right.
Moss, mildew, algae, lichen, and that sort of thing in your shower.
Check it out, moneypit.com newsletter, moneypit.com/podcast, and the Money Pit Show itself. Tom Kreitner here on the Good Day program at 59 after the hour.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.